The Jamaica Customs Agency, the JCA, is putting the necessary measures in place to ensure and improve the customer experience, especially during the Yuletide season. Director of Marine Wharves at the JCA, Kevin Carter, recently sat down with Ian Boyen to discuss these measures and the steps being taken to efficiently manage the increased business during Christmas.
Over the years, we have adjusted our activities to ensure that the experience of the customers are more desirable than what they expect. So therefore, we have ensured that we have increased the hours in terms of closing time.
Okay.
So for the customs house, we have extended it by an hour. Normally, Monday to Thursdays, we would have closed the cashier by 4. We're now closing it at 5. Mm-hmm. And on Fridays, we don't normally close at 3, but we're now closing it at 4. And we also allow for the night lodgement to take place a little bit earlier than the norm, at 9:30. Brokers can lodge their commercial entries with customs, and they are checked and returned to them. So we are doing a lot. So the ports are extending their time. The gate operations, very critical, because you'll find that the full load containers, they are eager to get those off the port so that the business persons can get their containers in time.
Uh-huh.
So they have, normally they'll close off like 5 o'clock. They're closing off 6:30. So the container freight station is going up to 6 o'clock, checking full load containers. And as the need arises, like Kingston Container Terminal, they will determine if they need to open on the weekend to clear any excess full loads. For the time being, they are watching the flow. And whatever is reported during the normal working hours, we are prepared to stay back and clear it off. Site inspection unit 2, where we inspect containers on the importer's premises, the staff is well prepared to go beyond the normal hours just to assist when these containers are released from the port to go on the site.
Are you bringing in additional staff at this time?
Definitely. We did that from as early as the last week in November. We moved staff from the back office and redeploy them. Strengthen some of the areas. But as I said to you, that as it draws closer to Christmas, traditionally, we will not have enough human resource
to deal with
the inundation on the port.
Because there are people who wait for the last minute.
Oh, yes. They just love it.
To clear the thing.
Yeah,
they love the excitement.
I think they love it, yes. So, yeah. So one of the things we try to ensure that the staff is patient during this time and get the persons.
And you'll close at what time on Christmas Eve?
Well, when you talk about closing time, depends on how many persons have actually gone inside prior to closing up.
Yes.
And you have to stay back
to deal with
those persons.
Yes.
So if it means that you really wanted to leave 3 o'clock to get ready for the Christmas day, and 200 people are still waiting in the lobby, you can't just pack up and leave them.
Yes.
You have to, that's why our motto is country above self.
Yeah. What are the things that customers can do to make life easier for themselves and for you?
All right. Take, for instance, with the barrels, the flat rate of $6,500.
Yeah.
So persons can know ahead of time that once you have declared in your barrels, basic personal effects, we have no reason to charge you more than
$6,500
for that barrel. Okay. So if you make a truthful declaration of the contents of your barrel and you're fully aware that there's nothing more than the basic items in it, then you can come prepared to pay that amount or whatever multiple of $6,500.
Okay.
If it is more than one barrel with the same stuff, it's $6,500 per barrel. One of the problems we are having, persons will leave all the way from country. They don't know how much a duty is. They weren't probably aware of the flat rate. And if they were aware of the flat rate of the barrel, they may have other items in it apart from the basics. Say, for instance, they might have the shoes, the clothes, but auto parts valuing $3,000. We can't put $6,500 on the barrel anymore. We value what the food and the clothes is, and then we have to value the auto parts separately. So it's no longer $6,500, but for argument's sake, $14,000, $15,000, which they didn't walk with. So therefore, it's important that they know exactly what is in their barrel, make a very truthful declaration. And then that's another problem. If they make a false declaration, under the Customs Act, that will come with some penalty.
They're going to hold the goods.
Yes, until we resolve that matter. Yeah. But if you make a truthful declaration quickly, once we can ascertain that what you declare on the document is what is actually there, then we can quickly assess what we need to assess and send you on your way.
Director of Marine Wharves at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Kevin Carter, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyen.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.